Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, as we heard at the end of yesterday's Drive Time, the Dáil had to be suspended twice yesterday evening after independent TD Michael Collins took grave exception to being described as an organic farmer by Green Party Minister Pippa Hackett. Well, that row has escalated today, as we'll hear shortly. But first, here's a reminder of how it went down.
The minister used my name inside the Dáil on private information she must have got only from her husband. I am not an organic farmer. Correct the record of the Dáil, please. Correct the record. Excuse me, I have to correct because the minister...
Previously as well.
You, and corrected both times because you checked the records, I'm not. And the only way you've known this is previously when I was, your husband inspected my farm. And on that basis, you're using that private information. You're using that private information from the Organic Trust. Spread mistruths inside this Dáil. I have every right to question what has been a total mistruth inside this Dáil.
Resume your seat for a
minute. Yes, sir.
Resume your seat. Now, we're not going to have this interaction. You begged the indulgence of the Dáil to make a clarification. You've made that clarification.
What you say? Yes, sir. No,
resume your seat.
Let the minister stand up inside.
Deputy,
that they would have got no less, young caller. I have to defend my colleague. Because you cannot have a situation where a person would use private information.
Okay. If you don't resume your seat, I'm going to suspend.
The minister can't use that private information.
Okay.
No.
I'm going
am
to
I,
no,
the
Dáil
no,
is
suspended.
No, no, the
am
minister...
Am I organic farm? You're not. That's what you said I was. I am not.
The Dáil is suspended.
The minister used private information.
Well, that's what happened yesterday evening in the Dáil. In a statement released by Pippa Hackett today, she said, quote, Deputy Collins has spoken at least four times on the record about being an organic farmer. It is public knowledge. And here on Drive Time, we checked the Dáil record and we found that as recently as February last year, in a Dáil exchange with Pippa Hackett about fertiliser, Michael Collins said he was proud to be organic. It's a little hard to make out. Take a listen.
The current model doesn't work. Now, we cannot leave farmers at a loose end with no fertiliser. We need to support farmers to adapt to farming practices that require... And you should know, Deputy, I understand you're an organic farmer. You should know. You should be able to... You should be sharing your knowledge. You should be sharing your knowledge as an organic farmer to your colleague.
Well, in case you couldn't hear that exactly, the written Dáil record shows that Michael Collins said, and I'll quote, I am proud to be organic, but the Minister of State is letting down my neighbourhood farmers who cannot afford the fertiliser. However, further back than that, in June 2021, at the Joint Committee on Agriculture, Food and the Marine debate, Michael Collins is on record as saying, I do have knowledge of the organic sector because I was involved in organic farming until last year. My son has now taken over the farm, which he is farming organically. Well, for the latest in all of this, we're joined now by Paul Hosford, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Paul, thank you for joining us today. Has Michael Collins had anything more to say on all this today?
Yeah, so thanks, Sarah. This, I suppose, has come down to now three letters being sent to the Ceann Comhairle, Sean O'Farrell. Michael Collins has written to the Ceann Comhairle demanding that Pippa Hackett apologise and correct the record of the Dáil for describing him as an organic farmer. Pippa Hackett says that she is going to, in turn, write a letter to the Ceann Comhairle asking for a withdrawal of Deputy Collins' comments in relation to her husband. And then we understand that the Organic Trust has written or will write to the Ceann Comhairle under Standing Order 71A because the allegation made by Deputy Collins does relate to a member of their staff. So realistically, it started out as kind of a bizarre or curious bit of political theatre yesterday evening. It's now been kicked up to the Ceann Comhairle's office from all sides and even one who, I suppose, wasn't involved in the exchange at all.
Mm. And Pippa Hackett, the minister, has also released a statement as well as intending to write a letter.
Yeah, so her statement, you touched on it there, that she says that Deputy Collins has spoken at least four times. But then she goes on to say that his antics in the Dáil followed Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, who took issue with Pippa Hackett being a minister at all. She said that she seems to elicit a, quote, very personal response from the Rural Independents quite often in the Dáil chamber, and it is very unpleasant. She says that she points out that this was all started by her making what was actually quite an innocuous remark, where she was praising farmers. Praised farmers and said that, you know, they are custodians of the land, that the organic farmers particularly take great pride in protecting the land, and that Michael Collins was one of those. Michael Collins has spoken to he's spoken to my colleague Elaine Loughlin this evening, and said that he wouldn't be commenting on his accusations about Pippa Hackett's husband until he receives a clarification from her. He said that in his letter, he says that he was an organic farmer, while he was once an organic farmer when her husband inspected his farm, where this information could have been obtained from, the facts are that he is no longer an organic farmer, and must insist that the minister corrects the record of the Dáil immediately.
All right. And just finally then, what now, or is it just a question of waiting until those letters have been submitted?
Yeah, I think it's a case of seeing when the letters land with the Cian Chorla and what his ruling is once he gathers all the facts.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on it, and thank you very much for joining us. That's Paul Hosford, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner.